This is Avi Uniglicht, your tech concierge, and you're listening to Tech Talk Tips and Observations. You can be part of the show. Just call in, ask a question, contribute a comment, and I look forward to hearing from you. You can reach me anytime at www.askavi.com. Thanks for tuning in. This is your Tech Talk Tip for Tuesday, April 3rd, 2018. Last week's Tech Talk Tip was an observation entitled, Does It Bother You? This week, I'm digging a bit deeper into some corporate tech strategies, and I'm asking the question, now, should it bother you? These issues dealing with privacy are so very interesting to me, as many of us don't realize the scope and impact they may have on us now and into the future. I believe an educated, informed user like you has the ability to make wise decisions and should have knowledge of what and how they are participating in the new technology data mine. Yeah, that's what I call it. It is a data mine. They're doing data mining any way they can get away with it. I'd like to share two similar but very different stories. One has to do with your choice of privacy settings when you first set up a Microsoft Windows 10 device. Whether it's a laptop, a computer, anything running Windows 10 gives you the options. The other deals with recent patent filings by some companies you may know, Amazon and Google. Let's start with Microsoft. When you perform a custom setup in Microsoft Windows 10, you have the option to choose to turn on or off five separate broad categories of settings related to your control of privacy. While you can change these settings at any time, most users simply set them and forget them. They leave them at the default settings, which are kind of interesting. I'm going to read them to you in a minute. And you tell me if you were aware that you agreed to offer up this level of detail to Microsoft when you first set up your newly installed Windows 10 operating system. Here you go. I'm setting a new computer up right now. And at the very beginning, it says, choose privacy settings for your device. Microsoft puts you in control of your privacy. Choose your settings, then select accept to save them. You can change these settings at any time, right? So these are toggle switch settings that you have the ability to adjust. Let's take a look at them. First one's location. You can get the location-based experiences like local weather and directions to your favorite places. Let Windows and apps request your location and send Microsoft location data to help improve location services. Second one's diagnostics. Help us fix things and improve Microsoft products and services. Send diagnostic data, including browser, app, and feature usage, and inking and typing data to Microsoft. Why not? How about relevant ads? Everybody wants relevant ads, don't they? Let apps use advertising ID to make ads more interesting to you based on your app usage. Speech recognition. Talk to Cortana. And store apps that support voice recognition. Send Microsoft your voice input to help improve speech services. Tailored experiences with diagnostic data. Get more relevant tips and recommendations to tailor Microsoft products and services for your needs. Let Microsoft use your diagnostic data to make this work. You can switch these on or off, remember. By default, they're all on. Select Learn More for info on the above settings, how Windows Defender Smart Screen works, and the related data transfers and uses. So you can accept them and change them any way you like. If you turn them off, you reduce the amount of exposure you have, but they become much more general to your liking. They may not offer up exactly what you're looking for. Now, you've heard what Microsoft's been doing for years. Okay, that's what they do with just the OS that you're using, your operating system. How about the patents that were recently filed by Amazon, and Google. Very similar patents. And what they're looking to accomplish is utilizing the information that they glean from your voice with all of your digital assistants. They can or want to potentially identify whether you're coming down with a cold so that perhaps their advertisers can pitch you on a prescription or some other type of remedy for that cold. They can tell what type of mood you're in based on the words you're using, what they're hearing. There's a whole lot of great information that can be gathered when a device is listening to you and hearing the way you interact with it, right? And why not take advantage of that by patenting technologies that make it work? So these are just a couple of the concepts that Google and Amazon are working on, and they have filed patents to be able to accomplish that. I want to know, should it bother you? Do you use the devices that we're talking about? Many of you listening to me each week on the Amazon Echo platform are listening carefully and using devices in your home or office. And this is what Amazon has intentions of doing with what they like to do. You can read about this and more in recent articles that are available online. Just Google Amazon Google Patents. I'd be happy to entertain and answer any questions you may have about it. And it's simply what goes on. I love to ask these questions and often suggest that you interact with me. Now, of course, I'm not involved in any of these patent processes. I just am a casual observer as a consultant in the technology industry. So I find it very, very interesting that this type of interaction is going on. And I expected it from the very beginning. It is something that we should always be aware of and know that maybe we should be thinking a little deeper before we engage in some of the conversations, what we do, right? Perhaps you've changed the way that you interact with your digital assistants, and you may be talking to your Google devices, your Amazon devices, just a little bit differently, a little more carefully, or maybe not. I'd like to hear from you. Please call in or message me with your input, and I'll update this briefing with your comments, and we'll all learn from your feedback. I invite you to reach out so that we may continue this conversation together. As always, I'll be offering up my Tech Talk tips and observations as I do on my podcast episodes at anchor.fm/askAVIE. For an archive of all my previous Tech Talk tips, please visit www.techtalktips.com. For Anchor.fm, iTunes, Google Play, the Amazon Echo platform, and more, I'm Avi Uniglick, your tech concierge, and you can connect with me at my website at www.askavi.com. I hope you have a great week.